Going to speak to Paul Egan, the KRC ambassador. He writes for the Winning Post, has plenty of stories about Kilmore in the old days, and won the Victorian Lifetime Achievement Award. So thanks very much for having a chat, Paul. And this must be a day that's very close to your heart.
Oh, it is. I think go back 30-odd years. I've been on the committee 40 years and been writing the Winning Post for something like 18. Father Joe Jacoby got me involved in the first place, and I do write for the local newspapers, and just love the club and love this day. Unfortunately, it's nothing not big like it normally is, but we've got a gathering of life members and sponsors and that in the Alfresco area, and it's quite a good day.
Paul, what's been your favourite ever Kilmore Cup?
It's hard. I think one of the favourites was 2001.
It was actually a mission, was it? That's the last one.
Good
that
stuff.
Damien
well,
Oliver
thanks,
had.
Thanks for doing. Yeah, Damien Oliver rode five on the day, and five winners on the day. It was awesome. That's 2001.
Well, he hasn't won the cup since, and he'll be trying to do it again today.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah.
Do you have a tip in the cup for us, Paul?
No, I like the horse of Matt Kamani's a little bit.
Delectation Girl. That's who Ben Murphy, club manager, tips. So there might be a bit of a whisper around Kilmore that we're obviously not allowed to get trackside. So that might be the push for it. Delectation Girl.
I like that, and good luck to the Shelton family. They had horses because I've had quite a few horses with Lee Hope and Shannon Hope, and and the Sheldons were great supporters of Lee Hope, and I'd be rapt if the Sheldons could win the Kilmore Cup, because as I say, they were good supporters of the Hopes.
Now, it's obviously a very unique year with no crowds this time around, but apart from that, things have been going really well for Kilmore, both the town and the race club, and so there are a lot of positives to be taken at the moment, despite the fact we obviously don't have a crowd this year.
This is the third meeting I've had since COVID, and I think I counted 8 people here last meeting, and sat there just in the Alfresco area, a trackside where the function is today, and it was just good being involved. You know, it's been so long. As I say, the previous meeting was back in February.
And what about for 2021? Is there anything you're especially looking forward to that the club's doing, hopefully when the world has returned to normal?
Oh, I think, you know, just to getting, looking after sponsors. Sponsors are the big part of Kilmore Racing, and it's great to see the sponsors being entertained today.
It is terrific as well, and those sponsors have stuck fat even in bad times, and that's the reason the club is still going so well. So, Paul, thanks very much.
Yeah, okay. No problem. I really appreciate it. But it's a club I love, and as I said, my brother and I have been members for 40 years, and can I just send a cheerio? I don't think he's fit enough. But for Jack Styring, who's not enjoying the best of health at the moment. Jack's in the John Faulkner Hospital, and all the best to Jack. I used to love meeting him at the Metropolitan meetings. Yeah, so unfortunately, he's not enjoying the best of health.
Oh, terribly sad to hear that, because Jack's a great old mate. He's just an absolute legend. It was one of the things I've missed most about not being able to go to the races during coronavirus was that Jack was always there and he was always up for a chat.
An absolute legend,
Hanging Rock and all that sort of stuff. So he'd be nearly into his 90s now, Jack, too, I think.
93?
Yep. Okay, well, that's great that you
I was talking to Dolores, his wife, and he said, Paul, he's not really well at all. All the best to the old man. He's great bloke. Yeah.
Wishing him the best of health. He's a much-loved racing identity. Paul, thanks very much for having a chat today, mate.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I really really appreciate you thinking of me.
There's Paul Egan, the KRC ambassador.